Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Make Me Stay by J.C. Burton. Narrated by Saskia Merleveld. Chapter 1. Reed McCormick stood in the middle of the main floor of the old mercantile in downtown Hope, his boots kicking around years' worth of dust and debris. The ceiling was collapsing. The original wood floor had seen years of use, and some of the floorboards were worn down to holes. He'd already been to the second and third floor to check things out. The original staircase leading to the second floor should probably be condemned. Plumbing was shit, electrical was shot, and the list of crap items he ticked off in his head should be giving him nightmares. But Reed had a vision of what this place could be, of what it once had been. As an architect, he built from new. He'd never done work on anything historical. He was an architect, but he was also a licensed contractor. He'd done renovation work here and there, but nothing of this scope. As he studied the blueprints for the old mercantile he'd agreed to renovate, he still had no idea what he was doing back in his hometown, or why he'd agreed to this job. It was a big project, and he had plenty of projects with his company in Boston. Shifting responsibilities over had been a giant pain in the ass, as was taking leave of absence and putting his company, his baby, in the hands of his associates. He'd sweated blood and risked a hell of a lot of money to get his architectural firm up and running, and with numerous late nights and damn good work, he'd made a success of McCormick Architectural Designs. The thought of not being in Boston overseeing the business sent a shot of nervousness straight to his gut. But he'd had to admit, when he'd come back home for his brother Logan's wedding in the spring, and they'd taken a look at this old...